Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. We have to prepare for what's going on.
Yeah.
It's time for us to get in the harvest field. If you don't know this or not, let me tell you something. If you profess to be a Christian, that means Christ follower. Obviously, you know, Jesus is sitting at the right hand of the Father, so you're not physically following a man. You're following the leading of his spirit and his commands and his ways. It's a new way of living your life, and you're following him. And he said, listen, he didn't give us a great suggestion or the great idea. He gave us the great expectation of his Father's heart to go into all the world. As I was sent into the world, I send you in the world to tell people about me. I love them. I want to forgive them. I want to bring them into a relationship with me. But you're going to have to tell them. It's called going into the harvest field, the great commandment, great commission, I mean. And we've been sold a bill of goods that, you know, you hire somebody as a hireling and they can do it for you and you're not supposed to tell anybody. But he says, listen, by their fruit, you will recognize them and you will know them. And somebody says, well, I sing. And somebody else says, well, I lay hands on the sick and they get healed. And somebody else says that I have this great wisdom. And somebody else says, I prophesy. But Jesus said in Matthew chapter 7, in the last days, many are going to come to me in that day and say these very things. And he's going to say, but I never knew you. Mm-hmm. It's more than using your gift that was given to you. Mm-hmm. It's more than that. The gift is meant to edify the body, not to edify you and your paycheck. It's meant to edify the body of Christ. And I'm telling you, this is so important because we've got to wake up. We got work to do. We have work to do for our Lord. You know, the kingdom of God, since the time of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of God has been forcefully advancing, and it's forceful men that lay hold of it. It takes effort. It takes energy. It takes a spiritual army, if you would. Like, think about the Salvation Army in the days of William Booth. Of us coming together and just loving on people and telling them about God and getting in the family of God and finding our place and loving our place and working for the Lord in our place with no jealousies and no envies, just grateful to be in the family of God and functioning whatever role that is. Well, in the fact that you just heard in the first hour, and if you haven't heard yet, you can go to the VFN Torch or go to your VFN TV app and listen to Cooper, 8-year-old Cooper, share about heaven, the golden city, and the biblical reference to that that he didn't know about till afterwards. But now a great harvest comes when there's great things have to be broken up. The soil has to be broken up before you can plant something and get a harvest. And things have gone hard, such as men's hearts.
Yeah.
And we're seeing Israel surrounded right now. If you really think about it, Israel's got walls on every side. How goes Israel, so goes the church, right? And so Israel's surrounded on every side. But what's going to happen? God's going to protect Israel. God's going to save Israel. And God's getting ready to harvest Israel, to love on them, to forgive them, to restore them, and all these wonderful things he's going to do. And once the full number of the Gentiles come in, this is going to happen. And it seems like, hey, we're crescendoing here. Something's taking place. So just like a storm is around Israel and God's showing himself mighty, what do you think is going to happen to the church that's hard-hearted, turned back into the world? A storm. You know, difficult times are going to come. He's going to bring us back to himself. He's going to have a people. Going to have a people. And so in this, so we're starting to hear all the different storms. And you go to VFN Torch and click at the top menu there. It has, you know, prophecies there. And you can begin to read these prophetic words that are happening. And we're seeing the fulfillment of them rapidly and about to happen. You can kind of sense about to happen, but this is just fresh. As a matter of fact, Sharon Holderbaum, a minister in Colorado, is going to share with us right now what she saw in this dream. And, of course, when you have a dream, the best time to do it, write that moment. You know, if it's from the Lord, it's not a pizza dream, you know, write that thing down, grab your recorder, record it. So you may hear it feel like, you know, yawning. How she's trying to get it down in a hurry. And it was so accurate because there were several other people in other states that were hearing the same thing. And as we got together, that's exactly what we're hearing.
Yeah.
Listen up. This is a prophetic dream about what's about to happen in America.
Walking down the street with my two older sisters, and we were on the edge of this huge crowd. We came to an intersection, and we're kind of waiting to cross. And I remember thinking, why are we all outside? Because there were two huge storms coming, one from the east, one from the west, and you could see it. Overhead was clear, but off to the east and the west, you saw these two huge storms coming. And the one, I believe, that was coming from the east was named, it was either El Bajel or El Abjil, something like that. And kind of making comment, but not really being heard. So as my sisters and I were kind of walking across the street, and again, just kind of observing all these people and wondering why things were going on like they were going on, like normal, and nobody seeming to see or care about these storms. Anyway, we entered this one building. It kind of looked kind of like a church building. They were kind of having like a bake sale type thing, but and nothing was for sale. You just took what you wanted. So I took a little something. My sister took a little something, and then we just kind of moved on from there. And we entered this house, and we're looking around this house, and almost like as it was a ruins type thing. It was just kind of weird. But anyway, so we're looking around this house, and there all of it was empty. The whole house was empty. And I kind of look outside the window, and just, it's like, I was feeling, and I said to my sisters, I'm like, yeah, do you know if this house has a basement? I said, I really think we need to get into a basement. And so we found the stairs, we walked down to the basement, and as we were walking down the basement, I realized it was more like a garden apartment type thing, because the windows were ground level and you could see out and see what was going on outside from that ground level. And in the center of the, it was a huge basement. The center of the basement was kind of like a couch, and just, you could tell it was being set up or had kind of been set up as a garden, still like an apartment, garden apartment. No walls separating the rooms, just huge different sections of the basement were different types of rooms. One of the things that I noticed as I kind of walked around was that there were a ton of bathtubs, and some were normal sized, some...
You're listening to VFN Radio, and we're Sharon Holderbaum is sharing a recent dream, and we'll talk more about the dream in a moment. But understand in Joel, when the prophet Joel began to prophesy, in those days I'll pour out my spirit on all flesh and they'll have dreams. We just heard a dream that came last night from God to an 8-year-old who described heaven to a T. Mm-hmm. And the big thing that he said was, God said to him and showed him was that it is a city of God, and that earlier God had shown him that it wasn't finished, but now God's saying it. I mean, he said it was finished. Mm-hmm. The people were in a hurry, which means that we're really close to a great harvest, and that shifting that's going to take place, and he very well could be the taking away of the church. Mm-hmm. One day, suddenly, in the twinkling of an eye. And so now we're hearing about the storm, you know, where God's beginning to speak about, you know, we have many, many words about the storm. So Sharon is hearing about it. So we're listening to her. We're going to continue to listen to her, and we'll begin to talk more about it. But listen up.
More like a jacuzzi-type shape and size. And it was, I was thinking, man, the person who owned this house must have been in the bathtub business, because there were so many in all of the different areas of the basement, different types of rooms.
If you're wondering what all this stuff is, understand God speaks in symbolisms and pictures. And listen, when you hear the word elephant, you don't see the word elephant. You see an elephant. That's what we think. We think in images and pictures. You don't think in Spanish. You don't think in English. You just think in experiences and events. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to connect all these events as you're listening to them. But you're listening to a dream that was just March the 9th. And you're going to hear as things build in a moment.
And so then I remember going upstairs to get like those little snack sweet items that I had gotten from the bake sale. And I was looking out of the window, and the storm had already kind of been, you could see the storm had been swirling around us. And while we were in the basement, we could hear it and we could see parts of it from the basement. And when I was upstairs, I looked outside the window to see where, what was happening and what was going on. And off to in front of me, as I was, well, I was looking out the window and off to kind of the right side of the sky, I saw that part of the sky was clear, like blue sky. And the other part still had this huge, dark, dark, dark cloud. And I was seeing something on that left side where the cloud was kind of covering it. It was in the sky, and I finally realized that it was a map of the United States. And I couldn't see the whole thing because this cloud covered most of it. But the part that I saw kind of was like from Louisiana east all the way to Florida, and then up a little bit, maybe up to through the Carolinas. And it was kind of like Georgia and Alabama, Louisiana, Mississippi, Florida, and the Carolinas up like that. And that's all I saw because the cloud covered everything else. But the strange thing, too, was that the states were outlined in gold. And so at that point, the other storm from the other side of the sky started coming over the house. I could see the dark clouds were so thick and so they were ground level, because I almost saw these huge rolling clouds, like kind of rolling past and wisping past, like if it was you were in a huge fire and that really heavy smoke was kind of floating past me. And I was hearing something, and I'm thinking, oh, it sounds like tornadoes. So I go back down into the basement, and as I go down into the basement, I'm looking out the window, and in the window that was in, that we could see out of the best, just, it was like this huge field on this other side of the house. It was just nothing behind it but field. And so as I was looking out and hearing this noise, like not just wind, but something swirling or whirring in the wind, I start seeing these rocks, you know, some hand-sized rocks and bigger rocks, boulders even, falling out of the sky and rolling, rolling down the field like it was from over us and then rolling in front of us. And then the next thing I know is that the wind kind of turns and these rocks are now rolling toward us, because they were rolling away from us, you know, when I first saw them, and the wind turned and they were rolling toward us, looking to crash through the window that we were watching out of. And I was saying something to my sisters, who were just sitting on this couch kind of viewing out the window, and I was standing up in front of it. I'm like, don't you think we need to get behind the couch? Don't you think we need to kind of move? And my one sister, Sandy, was just like saying, this is enough. It is just enough. We need to do something. And it wasn't that she was responding to me to want to get to a place of protection. She was saying, we need to stand up in our authority, and we need to just stop this from coming into the house. And my one other sister, Sue, then started speaking out to, and it wasn't stopping the storm, to stop the storm, but it was to stop it from coming into our house. And so Sue started speaking that, and kind of almost putting a, it was like a force field. Couldn't see it, but it was stopping it. Then the scene kind of changed, and we were still in the basement, but in looking out that window, and no longer was it a huge field, it was more like a backyard. And in
you wonder what you're listening to now. You're listening to Sharon Holderbaum. She's sharing about a dream that's on March the 9th. We're going to talk about it because God speaks in dreams and visions, and he speaks in inviting situations with him. And it's a prophetic dream of the storm, as you're seeing the storm had come. And now all of a sudden, she's looking out the back of this house. This is how things, I mean, look at the, read the word of God. This is how God speaks to us.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, Job 33, does not God speak to a man? Does he not speak to him in his deep sleep and warn him about what's come? And so now she's beginning to look out now into the back back window, and it's like all of a sudden it's a yard, and like a backyard. Listen up.
In the backyard, you could see that there was kind of tent-like things that had been set up, more like a tent covering, where somebody had just had a wedding out there. But people were just, a handful of people were just kind of cleaning up. And the thing was that they were just completely drenched and soaked. Some people weren't even realizing it. One person was just kind of cleaning up, happy, singing. The bride was there. Everybody was drenched. And the bride was there crying as she was picking up things. And then there was this gray-haired man who was there with an armful of stuff. And somebody else was saying to him, there's one of the purses. And it was a red purse I saw in the stream that was coming through the backyard. He's like, no, it's not it. And the other guy was like, yes, it is it. And the gray-haired man very emphatically said, it has to be all of them or none of them. And the number that was, that I just knew that he was talking about was the number 5. And with that, the police were there as well, picking up this purse and looking at this purse. And that was really the end of the dream.
So when you think about it, that's you think about dreams, and we're gonna, when we come back from this break, we're gonna begin to explain some of the things that's taking place and the things that God's been speaking to us about. You may think, well, that's just a dream. No, this particular dream is a prophetic dream from a godly woman who confirmed at the very same time what God is saying throughout we know in America. And also when you think about Avi Mizrahi in Tel Aviv, he, they're hearing the same thing in Israel, and get ready. And that's so cool that, you know, we're just hearing what God is saying, and we're sharing, you know, if it was just one person who heard one dream, we wouldn't be sharing this. But understand, right, we're hearing it like a choir, God's people.
Surround sound, if you will. It's coming from everywhere.
Surround sound. But just let me just briefly, just as you just heard, you know, Sharon tell us about, you know, what the Lord laid on her heart was that a storm is coming. It's coming in the east and it's coming in the west, and in the middle it's clear. She's on the edge of a crowd. The crowd doesn't even see it. She's telling them a storm is coming. They're not even paying attention or even listening. That's how we've seen it. We've seen it that way. And a lot of times you could question yourself, well, if everybody's not paying attention, does that mean if a tree falls in the woods, nobody's there, doesn't make a noise? If you tell people what God is saying and people don't pay attention, does that mean God doesn't do it? And the answer is no, it just means there's going to be great destruction. And so she progresses from there, and she ends up in a particular house. And as she's sensing the storm and the danger, she says she begins to look for a safer place, and they end up in the basement of the house. But it has windows in the basement. If you've been to some houses, they have, they're a little bit high enough where you have windows in the basement. And she's looking out of one side, and it has a storm in the east, and then it has a storm on the west, the other. Well, the first storm comes. It's a major storm. It's just, if you talk with Sharon, it was just very intense. It was like a on-the-ground storm, where imagine just billows of smoke coming out of a huge fire. Well, imagine that being clouds, the storm rushing. Then all of a sudden, the storm started coming from the other side, the west. And this one had boulders in it coming from the sky. They were coming over the house and just hitting and rolling because the winds were so strong. And then think about that. I mean, the only thing you could describe as something like that is maybe a volcano or a meteorite or something of that nature, but some boulders are coming out of the sky. But then the wind switched directions and the boulders started coming back towards the place that she was at, in a basement, mind you. And they prayed, the shield of faith. God, they just said, God will protect us. They rebuked that. That's what you're going to have to do. You're going to stand up with God and stand on the rock and just say, you know, I come against this in Jesus' name. Lord, I just pray you bring protection over us and keep us. Now, if you don't know who you're talking to, you never met God and you're religious, it's going to hit you. But understand this, you know, if you know him today, understand that he'll protect you, you know, whatever that means in the context of what he wants to do in your life.
That's right.
And they did. They prayed. Her sister just stood up, took authority over it. Her other sister began to speak it out. And it was like almost like a force field. And these things did not hit their home. And he says in Psalms 91 that nothing will come near your home. I mean, specifically, he tells us that that your shield of faith will quench and annihilate all the fiery darts of the evil one. And but it's significant because at the very same time God's speaking to someone in Florida, another woman of God that loves the Lord and just hears what God is saying and shows her at the very same time, you know, maybe about a week later, that all these people who know God were in a basement, and all around the property there was like tornadoes hitting, and that represents destruction and all these different things taking place. But they were safe in the basement. Neither one of them knew that God was saying the very same thing. Another one is talking about a tidal wave coming in, a huge tidal wave, and there's three different viewpoints of people. One was taking preparation and preparing. One was going to the beach, and there's this big party going on to the beach, like, who cares, you know? And others were going out right to it. You're not intimidated by it at all, not realizing that sudden destruction was going to come. And again and again and again, where God is showing specifically.
Yeah, there's dreams about that we'd known they're coming as well, that storms were coming onto the shore. And in order to get to a safe place, you had to go to the third floor. You had to go to the place of peace and rest, and saw the whole body of believers going up to a third floor. Saw people looking at storms coming out of a window.
Yeah.
We're
seeing the sun fall into the sea. We're seeing, major into, understand, read your Bible. Just read your Bible. See, these are things. And we're, you know, major events. The only thing you can explain, according to Pat Robinson from the 700 Club, and he wrote a book on this, the only way you can explain some of the fulfillment of what's going to take place in the last days is like a meteorite, you know, coming to the earth and doing, you know, it doesn't take much of a meteor to be able to hit the earth and make some significant things to take place. Either way, I don't know, but I know this, that this is what we're seeing, and we're seeing two things. One is God's going to put a mark on those that are his and protect them, who are truly his, not in theory, not because somebody told you that you were God's, you know, possessive, you are the Lord's, but because you actually know him and he knows you, you abide with him. Listen, you need to abide now. You might not have your stuff and things and whatever and people to say, tell me about this God. You're going to have to know him. But you know what? He wants to know you. If you haven't yet begun to abide with God, go to iabide.org, iabide.org, and get your plan today. You've got to begin to listen and hear and practice like even Eli taught Samuel how to hear from God. You need to learn how to hear from him. And so you can hear his voice. My sheep know my voice and follow none other. And that you need to hear him. And this is what we're seeing. And we're just storm after storm. And we haven't really talked that openly about it because it's just like people don't want to hear about storms. But understand this. It's we just feel like we're on the edge of this all being orchestrated, you know, on the earth. And you need to prepare. You need to prepare. And one way to do that is get under the shelter of the wings of God Almighty. He that abides under the shelter or the wings of Almighty will be safe. They'll be safe. Psalms 91. It's not that you just read it. You live that out. And God will protect you. God will protect you. And then the storm, understand that a storm is coming. As Sharon was sharing this prophetic dream about a storm coming, that the states, all the states, were outlined in gold, which I really believe the Lord is going to redeem America, but it's going to come with a huge price. I mean, he's going to have our attention. He's going to have our attention. I think the storm's going to come, but the fact that each of them are outlined in gold, which means redemption, that you know, God's going to redeem it. Also, you know, some of the things the Lord showed us, that I believe for a time there, that the sovereignty of states and that all of a sudden the state lines will become like county lines, insignificant state constitutions. You know, some of the things the Lord's been showing me that might not even be relevant anymore. Governors who once stood as the ruler of a state will not even be there anymore. It'll be like Pontius Pilate sent to a region from the federal government, if you would, or whoever, to rule over a land. So, because it'd be more like federal rule type thing.
Mm-hmm.
And, but some of these things we're seeing, there's hope that if we position ourselves to love God, love others, and lead others to the same, if we begin to be the witness that we're called to be, if my people who are called by my name, God says, God's word says, turn from our wicked ways, it's not the other folks, it's us. Then we repent from our evil ways and humble ourselves and seek his face, which is abiding with him. Guess what? He'll hear from heaven and heal our land. He'll just turn these things. Things can be turned. But listen, it's contingent upon, you know, how we're going to respond to God. How are we going to respond to him? You know, and looks like it's going to require some hardship and some difficult time, because it's hard to act right in a blessing if you're not right.
Right.
And you sure wish that it could be bypassed. You sure wish that it did not have to happen. You know, you don't want to see this happen. But just look what's just happening. Look what's happening in the church. How can we point fingers at the world when the church just needs to get right with God? And our only hope is going to be repenting, getting right, turning our hearts to the Lord, and following and obeying him. We need a move of the healthy fear of the Lord again in the church.
Right. And you know, we need to ask the world to forgive us for blaming them for our problems.
I know, that's right.
We've been, the church has been trying to politically manipulate people who don't even know God, and many that have chose to follow God.
Yeah.
Why the church is not even walking in obedience to its own constitution, which is the word of God.
Mm.
But understand, the world will benefit from a repented church. They'll receive blessing. They'll be in blessed nation.
Mm-hmm.
That, like people who live in Israel, that they benefit off the fact that Israel's blessed.
That's right.
And if we, the church, begin to walk right before God, and it's all of us, and just like the man said, and do we have the segment of the man that's in D.C. just yesterday being interviewed with?
Oh, yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah, pull that. We got to hear this, because this is the real deal. This is the real deal that this is how it is.
Mm-hmm.
He's beginning to take ownership for who he is, and they're getting it now. We may be a little bit later. But we're going to be talking about, too, in just a moment, about Homeland Security and what's taking place with... Go ahead.
And it's amazing what's happening, because, you know, this all occurred down in Washington, D.C., and he's seeing the protests, and he's seeing all the mobs of people, and he's seeing all the stuff that's being stirred up in second heaven, if you will. And he responds to his own brokenness. He responds to his own sin. And it's so humbling, and it's so true. I mean, he has this revelation, and just, I think even tears are coming down from his eyes. But you got to hear this. I know they're working on it, but you got to hear this, because I really believe that he has nailed it. He has really nailed it for the church, and that's the type of heart that we need to have, understanding that it's not other people. It's not, you know, we're not called to judge the world if we ourselves are not in the right place with God. We need to pull those fingers back.
Right. You know, when, you know, this is what one man says. He says, I looked in the mirror to see what my issue would be. When I looked in the mirror, I saw that the issue was me.
Ruh-roh.
And that's it. That's the church. That's what we got to do. Listen, it has nothing to do with the world. Tell me this. How did Jesus deal with the world when he was walking amongst? He's like, listen, when the lady comes up who was not even a Jew, he wasn't even connected to that. You're like, what? It didn't matter. It didn't matter your politics. It didn't matter what you did. It didn't matter what your school system was like. He's just like, hey, I come here for the Jews. I'm not going to give crumbs of bread to the dogs. Yeah. No, he was not even, it was a disconnect from that. And of course, she entered into his heart when she understood who he was and began to worship him. And the church today is, we're just focused outside. We're focused outside. And when you look at what's happening in the government, where the government's looking to control and do different things right now, the value system is just that way. You got to look at the church. The church has done the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
The church has, they said, we will do everything for you. You don't have to do anything. And besides, we don't trust you, so I'll tell you what, you just listen to us, and God can't speak to you. And all of a sudden you have these people who are just,
right, that
don't believe that they can do anything. They're dependent on a religious system. And look how the world's reflecting that. Nation of America is now getting to a place of a system that is doing the very same thing, doing the very, very same thing that depending on
the nation and what's going on.
Right.
And the truth of the matter is to get back to the heart of God. Just get back to the heart of God.
Right, exactly. And in understanding that if we're doing the very same thing, we're yelling at the government or something, we're not. We're praying for the government. We pray for 24 yeah. hours a day for thousands of hours. And we really believe you need to pray for everybody in authority over you. And we believe that the Washington only reflects the people. So whatever yeah. Washington looks like is exactly what the people of America decided to send there. And so mm-hmm. it's us.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.